Welcome to episode 481 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise. And today we're following on from last week's podcast where we were talking about the value of setting up systems. And I shared some ideas on why systems are so important, some of the benefits, why many recruiters struggle. And I also shared a little bit about client acquisition systems. But what I thought to do today is talk a little bit more about where you might start and, you know, to just give you some ideas on LinkedIn, what you can do if you want to have a system in place that works. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there everyone, this is Denise. Hope you and yours are well. And today I'm going to continue our series on systems. I think it's a great time of year to get all of those things in place, preparing ahead of time. We talked about last time about why systems are so important, the beauty of them, some of the key ones that you need in your business. And today I do want to talk a little bit more about and give you some examples of setting up some systems, some of the things that you could be doing now and you're getting them in place. If you're new here, welcome. It's absolutely great to have you. If you have got a recruiter mate or friend or whoever that you think would value listening to this podcast, just send them a link, send them over to iTunes or Spotify, share it with them on LinkedIn, and give us a shout out. We really appreciate it. This podcast is not sponsored. Nobody pays for this. So there's no things like that going on. We just do it because we want to help people. And we are doing what we teach other people to do because it works. We are giving value ahead of time. So if you can give us a shout out, we would love it. Give us a review as well if you find it useful. That would be fabulous. So we talked a lot last week around the bigger picture. But now here's what I love about building marketing systems. You don't need to do everything at once. And when our clients start working with us as a Superfast Circle member, we give them literally a paint by numbers what they need to do first. Because over the years, and obviously many of you will know, we've been content marketers approaching what 18, 19 years now in the industry. We know what works and we know what gets you the best bang for your buck, the fastest. So there is a system around this. And that's something that I always want you to remember about when people often say, where do I start? Start with one thing, because it's very easy to get confused, to think, oh, I'm going to be really, really proactive. I'm going to do all of these things. When really it's much better to start with one thing. And I like to call it the pick one philosophy, pick one system, build it out properly. Yes, then you can move on to automation. However, I think it's much better because everyone's obsessed with automation. Let's get something working, first of all. Let's see how it performs. Then we automate it. Let's test it. Let's get all the glitches out of it. Because why just pick one system? Because if you don't, then you end up in this process where you're trying to implement everything simultaneously. And it's literally, this is where people get overwhelmed and they end up implementing nothing at all. And that really isn't necessary. Start with one system, build it from there, and your momentum will start to build. Now, let's talk about which one you should pick. And I'm going to say, it depends. It depends on your biggest pain point right now. So most of the people that we work with, we suggest they start with, particularly in the current market, they start with building out their client attraction system. And I'm going to share one with you here, at least give you some ideas around it. And I'm going to look at LinkedIn because for the majority of recruiters we work with, LinkedIn is their key place to find new clients. This is where their business contacts are. Now, starting with your LinkedIn content system, this is the fastest way to demonstrate your expertise and a attract client attention. So here is, I'm going to give you a framework for how you can work LinkedIn. And the first thing is, you want some different types of posts. Now, I'm going to give an outrageous plug to us and Superfast Circle, because we give you all of these things that you can utilize and will save you time. But for those of you, and some of you might be in bigger companies and you want to start this now yourself, then this is what you need to be thinking about. So you want some market insight posts, what you're seeing in hiring trends. You want some, let's call them educational posts, how to solve common hiring problems. You want some social proof style posts. So story posts about candidate journeys, what's happened, how you've helped people, how you've helped different clients, successful placements. And then, of course, there is the classic post, the question posts, the polls that people use on LinkedIn. And this will get you to engage with your network. And obviously, you can ask different questions of your network. And these are posts that you can either work with us and you get access to a lot of these. But I have a suggestion. This is something where you need to have some system thinking in place here. You write them, you batch them, you write them in advance. And let's just say that you know in your industry that March is a key time for people recruiting or hiring, or this is when people make decisions. Then you can build your content around how that might work. Now, the next thing to do is, obviously, you've got your content built, and of course you've got text content, you've got video content you can use, you've got the amazing Canva that will help you create some really professional looking imagery. The next is actually to create a publishing system. And many people, when they first come to us, they might, if we're lucky, be posting once a week. And unfortunately, that is not going to move the needle. You need to be posting multiple times a week, in fact, multiple times a day. Speaking of the challenges that we discuss on this podcast around attracting the clients that you want and the candidates to fill the roles that you get, it's a competitive market. And Sharon and I have taken some time away from the business to actually put together something that will help you figure out exactly where you stand with your marketing right now. Now, we've created a quick assessment specifically for recruitment, search and staffing business owners just like you. And it's designed to help you identify whether you're effectively attracting both clients and candidates with your current marketing approach, or if there are some gaps that you need to address. Now, this quiz will just take a few minutes and it'll give you a picture of where your marketing is working and where it might be falling short. Because to be honest, in a market where 87% of companies are struggling with skills gaps and candidates are ghosting left, right and centre, your marketing really does need to be spot on. And when you've taken this assessment, we will email you your personalised PDF. So it's personalised to you and it's related to the scores that you achieve and where you fit in a ranking. And what we know works when people are low on one score or high on another. And I think you'll find that incredibly useful too. So if you want to know and find out about your marketing, how it stacks up, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/scorecard. And that will take you to a page, put your name and email address in there, and then you'll go straight into the quiz. And again, it only takes a few minutes. You know, trust me, it's worth the time, especially if you feel like you're not achieving the results that you want currently with the market the way that it is, and you really want to assess where you are so you can make some changes. So let's get back to that podcast. But let's just start something easy. Start posting. These aren't just job ads that you're posting, by the way. This is content to nurture people in your market, people that you are connected to, people that you will be connected to in the future. And let's be sensible about it. How about posting Monday, Wednesday, Friday? I've already mentioned LinkedIn actually has a scheduling tool, not hard to do and to utilize. There are several marketing automation tools that you can use out there. Some people use Buffer. A favorite of mine recently is SmarterQ. Go and check it out. I find that particularly useful. So you can then start posting, you start engaging with your client's content, and allocate in your diary 15 minutes a day. I remember years ago, in fact, I think it's probably 10 years ago that this is before personal branding became a thing. And we suggested that everyone takes 15 minutes a day. And I ran a webinar on it back in the day. So there you go. It continues to work. Just allocate, okay, 15 minutes. Sometimes I even set a timer. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm interacting and engaging with people I want to engage with. And our things are posted ahead of time. So they're all there and I know they're going to be appearing. And setting up that system alone will put you ahead of so many recruiters, will make a massive difference for you. Now, where there is often a disconnect for many recruiters is they publish content, but they don't then connect that by doing more connections, more outreach. Everyone has a set number of LinkedIn connection requests that they can send out. And this is something to do daily. It's just like any system that you create, the more you can do on a daily basis, the better it gets. In fact, I'm going to grab my Remarkable here because I made some notes this morning with somebody that was on one of the calls that we had. I'm just firing it up now. And this was lovely. One of the girls was talking about in my dailies, and she called them her dailies. So she had a daily task. This isn't necessarily around KPIs, but in my dailies, this is what I have to do every day. And when I do this, I know it makes a difference. And this is something that I encourage you to create your dailies, however many connection requests that you send out, because remember that momentum builds, but you have to start the momentum by being consistent. So think about that. You send out a connection request. And then once that person has accepted your connection request, then share a piece of valuable content for them or an insight. No sales pitch, just value. So you're doing that with your LinkedIn connections. Now, when it comes to what to do after that, basically, you rinse and repeat. You continue, because this is about building a process and it's about people seeing you everywhere. I know I sometimes, if I see an advert on TV and then I hear a radio advert and then I pick up a magazine and I suddenly think, maybe I should look at that. And when I've seen that two or three times now, there must be something about that. And this is where building that system will work for you. So you've creating the content, you're now turning into a publishing machine, and you're connecting and outreaching, doing an outreach process with people as well. Now, obviously, the next system that you have around that is you have your clients who are on your email database, or you are encouraging to join your email database. And here's a hint. I can't go into all of these systems step by step. But when you're looking at publishing things and your connections and outreaches, then you can say to them, look, I've got some great content and ideas for you. Would you like to join our email system? Most people will say yes. Or you send a link and they put the name and email addresses and they can join your email system. And so you can be connecting with them that way. So you can see how all these systems will actually build on one another. Now, if you need more candidates, it's a similar system. Think about the content. Again, you want to build a similar process. You want to be sharing content that is useful for them. Now, obviously, when we talked about the client acquisition system you wanted to build, we talked about market insights, it is the same thing, only it comes at it from a candidate's lens. So we're looking at market insights because candidates are intelligent people. They want to know what's going on in the market. You want to tell them about not just hiring trends, but career trends, career progressions, you know, what they need to be thinking about. You want educational posts, you want story posts, and you want those question posts. Do a survey, a LinkedIn poll, all of these things that you can use on LinkedIn. And that's the system that you set up with your candidates. Exactly the same. You're reaching out to candidates. So it could be that, right, okay, you know how many LinkedIn connection requests you have. You do a certain number for clients, and you do a certain number for candidates. And again, get these candidates onto your email system. And right away, you've got a client, a very simple, straightforward, by the way, these systems work. Client attraction, you've got candidate attraction. Of course, then you take those to the next level and you start to get these people on the phone. You send them more messages. You leave them a voice note. You do all of those things. You send them a video. You can do all of those different things that make a difference for people. And those are simple systems that you can create. Now, obviously, on LinkedIn, there is Sales Navigator. It's a great piece of software where you can build lists. You can build lists of clients. You can build lists of candidates. And again, this can be a systematized process. I don't know about you, but we get emails through that says there are X number of leads in your LinkedIn list. So you can go in because you've set up the criteria. You know, you can have those systems. Part of your system may be as you're doing your reach outs, that within your LinkedIn Sales Navigator, you go and check all the new connections, all the people that have appeared in your list that fulfill your criteria. And then you set the process to start reaching out to them. Most of the problems that happen for recruiters, I mentioned before, around systems is their systems are so sporadic. Whereas if you have a specific process that is dialed in and you're doing it regularly, it's going to make a difference. We've all had those random cold emails, haven't we, that drop into our inbox. They're not particularly relevant for us. And we end up maybe just blocking people or whatever you decide to do. And that's where having your systems organized makes a difference. So just think about, let's just say, your client system in your CRM. Then if that's all by industry sector, experience level, hiring in the past, size of the company, whatever it is, you can have all of those. And depending what system you use, obviously you can pull off lists of people that you need to be contacting. And then once you've done that, you can then create that systematic approach. So you can have your touch points. Maybe you do a monthly update that you send to them? Do you do an immediate follow-up system when someone's come onto your list? Do you do a quarterly check-in? Your business priorities will tell you that. And if you do that, those systematic touch points are built into a system. There you have a very productive nurture campaign. I mean, let's just say that automated nurturing that you could do with candidates, you could have a new registration sequence, you could have a post-interview follow-up sequence, you could have a placement prep sequence, post-placement, all of these things. If you need predictability, then set up the system and you will see a huge difference. So this is Denise saying bye for now, giving you a couple of ideas on systems. And sometimes it's painful to go into that detail, isn't it? And it's incredibly useful. And I'm going to cover that a little bit more on the SOPs in next week's podcast when I get into that. So we're all about systems. And my goal is that over the summer, you guys look at the systems that you've got, you hone them, you're cleaning things up, you create getting everything in place. And then if you've kicked off some systems, then your September will be very different. So this is Denise saying bye for now, and I'll see you next week. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.